going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning. When I got in my car and drove in, commentary sounded a lot more like fandom than football front office. But then the commentary turned a little bit more. You know, you'll say you don't get that fifth year. So I think, you know, sometimes putting the fandom aside and talking what they're doing is an alternative to what I've been hearing in many ways this morning.
I don't regret a word I said on this station so far. We're teetering between fandom and football analysis. That's the show, buddy.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Almost happy anniversary to that call. I remember that call. I also remember I heard from guys that guy worked with. He was a nice guy and a good sport. And that call, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Joe is out today, so Jeremy, not exactly solo. Josh is here. Owen's here. We'll hang out. We've got lots coming up. Sal and Connor Orr and Joe Marino. So lots and lots of football stuff and draft stuff. That call was because he was, I'm not sure if he was upset. He was commenting on our comments on the Xavier Worthy trade. Because it was the Friday after the first round. The wide receiver train had pulled into the station with no receivers for the Bills after the first round. The Bills had traded their first round pick to the Chiefs for Xavier Worthy. And a year later, here we are. And I like that clip. I don't regret a word I said. I still don't that the Bills should never have made that trade. It doesn't mean necessarily you don't kill them, but never would have made that trade. Hated it from the moment it happened. And here we are. They got Worthy. He had a pretty good year. The Bills dropped down, got Keon Coleman. He had an okay season. He came up yesterday with Josh Allen. And then the Bills also added Dwayne Carter, not with an extra pick, but with a pick slide, which does matter. To me, it is a big difference between adding a pick and just moving around. The Bills traded up from the fourth to the third, and in doing so, dropped down from the first to the second. So pick swaps seem to be something that I think we see more of. They make more sense than just giving up picks. Why would I just give you a third when you can have this third and you give me your late fourth or something like that? So pick slides. But yeah, teetering between fandom and analysis. And for me, the Worthy trade was not, whatever. We went through it a million times and I lived in a little bit of a Worthy fear bunker, which I'm still in. I don't think that they have exploited that to its greatest possibility yet. It definitely popped a couple times and could do a lot more. So anyway, don't trade with the Chiefs. This time, though, the Chiefs are only one pick behind you, so I feel like it's less likely. And if you did it, it would feel, I don't know. The only scenario the Bills would trade with the Chiefs is if they want the same player and the Chiefs convince them to give that player to the Bills, which, again, like one spot, what are the Bills doing? No. One spot. Yeah. So Josh Allen spoke on Keon Coleman yesterday. We'll get to the comments on that, saying that Coleman's already told him he's going to work really hard. They're getting on the same page. We heard from Allen yesterday. He had a fun new hat that he was wearing. He seems to be in good spirits, says his body feels great. Brandon Bean talked with the media for a long time, breaking down some of the things they think coming into this draft, which is tomorrow. So lots and lots to catch up on along the way. James Cook is not at OTAs. The Bills have less than 30 first-round grades. I've got thoughts on that and much, much more. It is going to be beautiful today and tomorrow. Josh, you went golfing yesterday.
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was very wet, very muddy, but it was still a great time. It's just awesome to go out and
were you battling a
golf.
Lot of wind yesterday?
Not really, okay, actually. It really wasn't that bad.
In the early part of the day, I went to get the kids at school, and I picked them up on the bike, and I'm riding a bike, and in the wind, it was miserable. It was, you know, one of those spots where when you're in the sun standing still, it's 62 degrees. When you're moving in the shade in the wind, it's 12 degrees. It was freezing. But today is supposed to be very nice. Today is going to be in the mid-60s, and tomorrow we're looking at 70s, and Friday. I see sevens for 70s on the 10-day forecast, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Maybe we can flirt with a fifth. So very, very nice. Draft day upon us tomorrow. You can, of course, join us at Resurgence. We'll be out there. Nice night to get out. 75 degrees. Come hang out at Resurgence. We'll be there for the draft tomorrow night for the first round to see if the Bills can get a pick. Because last year, they didn't. They traded out of the first round. Maybe one of the reasons that guy called to say we were teetering between fandom and analysis. But anyway, one thing that Brandon Bean said, I got something for you here to start off, which is the Bills did the thing that every team has to do, which is say that there aren't enough first-round grades for them. And this is something that I have, you know, kind of jumped on before that I don't understand, then scouts understand, and I don't understand. But there's something else that kind of occurred to me along the way, which is the Bills are, do you think the Bills will ever have 30 first-round grades? Ever? And the answer to that is no, because no team ever has 42 first-round grades. It's like a competition to see who can have the fewest. I saw the Niners have 20. You know, teams are out there, GMs are telling their media when they ask how many first-round grades they have. One guy I saw said 13. The Niners say 20. The Bills didn't give a number. They said not 30. That's what Bean said. Well, where are we picking? 30? Not 30. They didn't have 30 first-round grades. Okay. Putting that aside, how I think that arbitrary cutoff may be flawed logic. Putting that aside, I don't care about that. When will someone out there change the way the draft is thought of? When and specifically, when will the NFL, if ever, this is a little bit of a let's get stupid, but I was just kind of working this out in my head. And I know that the sports are different. But for a good decade plus, and even still happening, the NHL has contenders treating first-round picks like we don't really need those. We will try to win the Stanley Cup. We'll give you a first-round pick for second-line winger that's going to help us win the Stanley Cup, and we're going to go for it. You can have our first-round pick because, you know, the 28th pick in the first round of an NHL draft is miles apart from the second pick or the third pick, and just treating the term first-round pick as a valuable thing, well, there are lots of outcomes in there. And think about the difference between first-round picks Travis Hunter and the guy that goes 30th to the Bills. That's going to be a pretty big drop. The question I ask is, or that I have is, when will the NFL, when will NFL contenders start deciding, why do we keep accepting second-round talent with our first-round pick? Why don't we use this pick to try to get better? Why aren't we spending it on the asset that'll be big enough to make a difference for us? We've kind of started to see the NFL trade deadline morph. For a long time, the NFL trade deadline was one where it was kind of quiet, not much happened. In the last 5, 6, 7 years, it has picked up in a big way. And the Bills have made acquisitions at the deadline, whether that's Rasul Douglas or, I mean, all the way back to Kelvin Benjamin or Amari Cooper. These are guys that started and played in the league, and so far they've only had to give up third-round picks. When does the NFL draft market and the contender market move into giving up seconds? I mean, Devontae Adams went for a second last year for the Jets. That's maybe a special circumstance. When does it move into first? And looking back a year ago when that guy called and said a little too much fandom here, if you could have known, which maybe you shouldn't know, but if you could have known the Bills would pick 30th and not have 30 first-round grades, then when you trade a future first to move up in the draft, shouldn't I think of that like a second-round pick? We do all the think of it like this with the players. Think of him like a receiver. Think of this guy like a dual threat. Think of a first-round pick like a second. Is anybody going to do that? Does anybody want to do that? And if you're the Bills and have a second-round grade on most of the players here you're likely to pick, then who's trading up into that spot, and are you taking less than? The draft is just kind of funny. It is one of these things where I'm as invested as any of you, eager to see how it goes. There's a report the Bills could trade up. I've seen one of those. We'll get you that. The package, the team is even mentioned about who they would move up with. The player also mentioned in this department. So there's so many things that could happen. The board plays you. You are not in control of the draft. You have no idea what's going to happen. It's a draft where this year the uncertainty of who's going where is maybe peaked. And Bean said that yesterday too. It's one of the things that I think will identify this draft, which is lacking the clear top talent, which many say it is. There's Abdul Hunter, and there's Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, and a good amount of defensive linemen. And past that, you know, you've got some edge rushers. It's not a heavy receiver class in terms of talent at the top. It's not top heavy at quarterback. And those are two premier positions. So what you might get is a wider evaluation of all these players. To drive that point home, Todd McShay released his final big board. I subscribe to Todd McShay's emails, final big board. I'm going to give you a name here that you've, if you're paying attention to the draft, you've never seen this name this low, which is Tet McMillan, who could be the first receiver that's not dual threat Travis Hunter off the board in the top 10. Tet McMillan could go in the top 10. I've seen him mocked in the top 10 a bunch of times, sometimes drifting into the teens. Todd McShay has him as player 50 in his big board. 50.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What happens if we get to tomorrow night and Tet McMillan is on the board while the Bills pick and they pass on him? That won't make the Bills wrong necessarily. It'll make everybody that thought McMillan was going to go in the top 10 wrong, because he got passed on a bunch of times. 50. Hadn't seen him that low. But it gets to, the draft ends up being a series of coin flips. And if only we could see everybody's big boards, we could see the path, how a guy that went 43rd was second available for 10 teams, but just got beat out by one guy 10 different times, so he slid from 11 all the way to 43. Now, the roadmap of who could have been picked and who ultimately is picked is fascinating, and it's something we never get to see. But here are the Bills at 30, not with 30 first-round picks. That makes them probably more likely to move up or move down. Have seen a little bit more chatter about them moving up. Bean talked about having 10 draft picks and how there probably aren't 10 guys that are going to make the roster. So they are not, whatever, likely to stick and pick? I don't know. We always expect Bean to move. Two spots here, four spots there. He even went so far as to talk about the number of picks he's comfortable dropping with, and relate a story how a team called and he would have had to drop 12 picks. And like, I don't like giving it up that long, giving up the board for that long. So moving up, moving down could happen. Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports has the Bills as one of three teams he thinks could move up. He has the team they would trade with, the spot it's two, and the player it's four. So I want to get you that as well, because I'm working out draft value charts. And the position is one that people, I think, would be pretty happy with. It finished, let me double check where it finished. It was in second place on team need behind defensive tackle. Corner, Jahdae Barron. So Charles Robinson says, if Jahdae Barron starts to drift down the board and gets to 21, that the Bills and the Steelers could strike a trade there, because Pittsburgh wants to drop back, add a quarterback, but also add draft capital. Pittsburgh does not have a second-round pick. So Bills go to 21, Pittsburgh drops to 30, and the Bills give them one of their seconds. So if you want to make that math work, it works pretty well. The second of their second-round picks and their first gets to 21. It's a decent-sized jump. It's also a decent-sized asset to give up. But it'd be for a corner they really like. A guy, again, if you're looking at Jahdae Barron, this gets to the point about how this draft board is unpredictable in a way that, you know, most years it is relatively unpredictable. I just think that the swath, the array of opinions will lead to 10 players that cannot believe they're on the board going into Friday, which maybe that happens every year, but this year there'll be some shocks. I think there will be some genuine shocks in what happens. One of those might be that Ashton Jeanty goes fifth. He was pegged to go, you know, first round, upper mid first round, top half of the first round, and now all the way to five at Jacksonville. Once that happens, you know, we're off and running. There's even a scenario, I think, where the Giants take him at three, but we're not going to go too far into that. So one more day to see if the Bills can make a move. Every team still owns its first round pick. This is the latest that's ever been the case. Looks like we'll go to draft day with that, unless there's a deal struck today. But I'm eager to see the Bills' approach here. For me, that's what it is. It's the aggressiveness with which they attack the board. And if this is a class where there's good depth at defensive tackle, I almost want to apply a million things that I heard last year. Last year, the Bills desperately needed a receiver. They needed one much worse than they ever needed a defensive tackle right now, and much worse than they needed a corner right now. The Bills had the most desperate need at receiver you could possibly imagine last year. And it was supposed to be a deep receiver class. So along the way, a lot of the conversation about that was, well, if it's so deep, you don't have to take one early. You can take something else because there's a lot of talent in this draft. And the Bills ultimately took one, and that was it. There was no double dip. there was supposed to be receivers available in the second, third, fourth, fifth that were worthy of those picks. But the Bills just, you know, they took their one in a deep class. And could they apply the same logic to defensive tackle, where they don't feel the need to get one so eagerly that they jump up? Instead, they drift down and take one they like, and that's the only one they take. The draft always has that to me. The draft always has these ambiguous realities where, oh, a class is deep. Great. That means I can get one. No, that means you don't have to get one. Oh, all right. I guess I won't take one at 12 because it's so deep I can take one at 41. Just throwing out numbers for like random teams here. But it's a constant battle for me as the draft tries to figure out what it is. Nobody really beats the draft. Well, has anybody figured out small advantages? That's where the trade down crowd comes in. The trade down crowd thinks that that's an advantage. Always adding pieces, adding chances, adding scratch-off tickets. And that might be right. But for me, the not 30 first-round picks, I want to take that every year and say, what should the team in that spot do about that? Should they trade it away for a future, for bet on some other team for a future first? Should they be moving up into the 20s, moving up into the teens? If you're the Bills and you're drafting at 30, which is a compliment to who you are, Bean started talking about this yesterday too at his media availability. He said, you know, we're so deep in the first round, you just don't know. If you're going to be 30th or 28th plus in the first round for the next 5 years, which we would all probably expect and or take, then I almost want some action to ever get better value than that. This is a point about any position. You make it about defensive tackle, you talk about corner, you know, sticking and picking and finding value in the second round. There's a lot of stuff there, but I'm signing up every year just about to get second round talent with my first round pick. That's the gift of being a good team. The system is set up to give the best players to the worst teams, for so, you know, parity is built in, and that's all well and good. I've got no problem with that. I just wait for the league to act on it. 13 first round picks. Oh, well, one team says there's 17. One team says, I'm waiting for a team to say like there's five. There are only five first round talents. But it'll be interesting. We all know Bean to be a mover. He's not one to be passive. The fact that he goes up those 2-3 spots indicates he gets the guys he likes. He sees tier breaks. Kincaid, Elam, I mean, even Cody Ford, guys in the second and third round they move up for. They move up a couple picks a lot. They get close, and they get active. Last year, the James Cook second round year, they got to a spot and they thought, there's nothing here that stands out, so we'll drop back down. And those have been successful too. I mean, Cook's a successful pick. 803-0550, the phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Just some opening thoughts on the draft. We'll talk with Sal at 7. We'll talk with Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, at 8. And we'll talk with Connor Orr of SI at 9. No James Cook at phase 1 workouts. Bean on that said it'd be unfair to say it's due to his contract, which is probably right. It's voluntary. The things you're allowed to do, it's not exactly. I mean, I was marveling at Josh Allen being here. And you could say that's because Josh Allen's a leader of the team and an incredible teammate, and that's not wrong. But I'm kind of amazed. He could be anywhere in the world, and he's just here throwing footballs to receivers that can't be covered. Phase one, that's what it is. You know, what can running backs do? Just run? So it's maybe the next step in the Cook saga to watch that he's not here. It definitely is worth noting. Once we get some mandatory stuff, or if he misses all of OTAs, we probably have another conversation. But for now, that question had to be asked. He's not there. Bean says, not fair to attribute that to unhappy with his contract. It's voluntary. There are reasons that guys miss. There are reasons that guys aren't there, and that's not that unusual. So he has not heard from the agent that Cook's not there because he's not happy. He's just not there. We'll see how this plays out. Allen spoke on that. Allen was asked about James Cook yesterday as well. And Allen said, you know, it'll get done when it gets done. Ellen said he wears a lot of different hats in the locker room, but GM is not one of them. So not that I would expect Allen to, you know, put his hat in the ring on what the Bills should do there. It's not exactly a Joe Burrow campaigning for Chase and Higgins kind of scenario. It's a little different, but he commented on Cook, hard worker, he'll work hard, he's competitive, he's a great player. It'll get done when it gets done. And that's probably the biggest question about the Bills is whether or not that does get done. The draft, I think it'll be hard to make people mad. The Cook situation, that's a line for Bean to walk on what to do. Whether or not they're going to pay him, let him walk. Trading him seems nuts to me. And yesterday was not exactly a big dramatic day in that department. It was just, he's not here. It's voluntary. It is what it is. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. Just me and you at the chat and Owen and Josh here as well. And the draft will be tomorrow. Look, the rumors, the reports, the juicy stuff. I mean, we kind of know the first couple picks. And at three and four is really where things probably start to move. Cam Ward's going to go one. Looks like Travis Hunter's going to go two. And then at three, the Giants have what? They have the menu open. I also saw reports that both the Giants and the Browns are receiving heavy interest to move up. That somebody wants to come into those spots. Maybe that's for Shedeur Sanders. Maybe that's for Hunter or Abdul Carter. Maybe it's, I don't know, who else? The Saints to get a quarterback in there. So we'll keep our eyes open for that as well. The draft is tomorrow. The Bills are up 30th, and we'll see if they can improve their roster and how we like it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I'll get you that trade breakdown. Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports on Jadae Barron, who the Bills might like an awful lot if he gets to 21, which that might be a little bit of a slip, a little bit of a stretch, but if you were to make it there, could the Bills pounce? And a couple different trade packages that could make that happen, including one where the Bills slide from the second to the third. They move up 9 spots in the first and drop back 20 spots from the second to the third. That actually lines up on draft value chart if these teams are using it. You are talking to the Steelers, though, so I mean their draft value chart probably has, you know, 9 running backs at the top. We'll see. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Counting down to the draft, one day away. Sal Capaccio at 7. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills at 8. Connor Orr of Sports Illustrated at 9. It's Jeremy and Joe. You can give us a ring, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. One thing we're going to get into today with Joe is some of the doomsday guys, like who to stay away from. And I wonder if we have a least favorite idea out there. Like, what's your least favorite thing you're seeing from these Bills and what they could do? I'll give you mine. Although it's tough to find. It's really tough to find because I know they need the help on the defensive side of the ball. So when they start adding pieces over there, I'm just going to nod my head. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.